This is the Schnitt Show.
Uh-oh, we have a problem. We have a Trump-Disney problem here. The Hall of Presidents. Yeah, I like that attraction. I would imagine it still draws people. The Hall of Presidents at Disney. Now, I know they have it at Disney World. Do they have the Hall of Presidents at Disneyland? How about Tokyo Disney? No, they have the Hall of Emperors, I think. That's what they have at Tokyo Disney. Hey, do me a favor, Sue. Could you check and see, does Disneyland in Anaheim, California, do they have the Hall of Presidents? In California, they only had Abe Lincoln? What, it was the Hall of Abe? Oh, so it was just Abe? That was it? Oh, well, listen, Abe was important, but... All right, here's the issue. Welcome back to Schnitt, by the way, our final hour here on a Wednesday. And as you know, Disney has something called the Hall of Presidents, at least in Florida, in Lake Buena Vista, in the Orlando area. And as is the case, every time we elect a new president, the Hall of Presidents at Disney is updated. They close it for renovation. They close it to get the new president installed and to also, I guess, change the computer programming and the interaction with the other presidential puppets or animatronics. So it is closed. They're building the Trump animatronic. They will also configure the other 44 presidents on the stage because they interact, if I'm not mistaken. And when you add a new president, you obviously have to make some changes. Well, here's where the problem enters the picture. Now, that should be the end of the story, right? New president, Hall of Presidents is renovated, and Trump is added. Well, here's the problem. A petition has been started by Trump haters. The moment the exhibit closed for renovation, apparently this petition was started. The petition is demanding that the animatronic Trump not be allowed to speak. As is with the tradition with every sitting president. The sitting president has a special part. And the president actually records that part. And the White House, since Disney created the Hall of Presidents, and this goes back to, man, I was in the Hall of Presidents in the early 70s. I think the Hall of Presidents has been around since, I think, Disney opened up in Orlando or in Lake Buena Vista. Because I remember being in the Hall of Presidents back in the early 70s as a kid. And I've been in numerous times. I probably, last time I was in Hall of Presidents, probably 7 years ago, 8 years ago when I took the kids. I took Chloe and Julian. We went to Disney. And I've always had an affection for the Hall of Presidents. And that was the last time I was there. So it might have been, it was Obama. Yeah. So the last time I was in Hall of Presidents, Obama spoke. And the White House, like I said, was always cooperative since they started this. And the president will do a special recording session and record the script or whatever is required for the animatronic. So now we have a demand and a petition that with Trump being added, they don't want Trump to speak. Jeez, man, really? Oh, boy. So I guess we'll have to wait and find out if Trump will be allowed to speak. apparently he will. At least that's we don't have to wait until they reopen the Hall of Presidents. I guess, Sue, has it been confirmed that Trump will speak? All right, so it is confirmed. Trump will... really? It was? Sue was saying it was touch and go, whether Trump was going to be allowed to speak. Give me a break. Really? Now, Trump is going to be allowed to speak when it opens back up. Management at Disney apparently was scared by the time that Trump makes the debut, which is going to be in October, that the real Trump might say something so outrageous that... Is this true that they were afraid that Trump might do something so outrageous that they would have to actually muzzle the Donald Trump animatronic? Get out, really? Well, that's what the report says. So now that Disney has apparently relented, there are going to be protests. There are protests being organized for the reopening of the Hall of Presidents exhibit, which is set for October. And allegedly, haters from coast to coast plan to descend on Disney to protest. They're going to protest a robot, an animatronic puppet machine, operated by the Imagineers at Disney. That's fantastic. So they're going to expend money, time, resources to protest the Trump puppet device at the Hall of Presidents. That's a really solid use of time and resources there, you idiot protesters. They ought to go protest like Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, they're rapists and pillagers. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the pirates of the Caribbean, man, they're nasty. They make people homeless. They torch like little villages, and then they rape the women. They get drunk. They cause fights. And that's been celebrated. The Pirates of the Caribbean's been celebrated for also decades and decades at Disney. So why don't they protest that? Hello? Where are the protests there? Yeah, I don't think that's going to occur. But yeah, we have a controversy with the Hall of Presidents. The other issue with Trump today, and yeah, I mean, there is a parade of these anti-Trump stories. And I think they need to be discussed, and I need to point out that is there an unfair barrage? Does the mainstream media look to continuously have a drip, 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 a pitter-patter of anti-Trump stories from all directions? Well, it certainly appears that way. Does Trump bring some of this upon himself? Is he completely innocent? And he is, should he not be criticized? No, I never said that. And Trump has, on many of an occasion, he has caused self-inflicted wounds, and he's brought some of the criticism on himself. There's no doubt about it. And anyone that doesn't think that's the case, well, you're blinded by the Trump. Blinded by the Trump. But does he get an unfair barrage of negative stories? He does. Absolutely. Some he deserves. Some he doesn't deserve. But it exists. I'm giving you a real-world scenario here. And with Trump, though, is there fake news? Yeah, I mean, there's fake crap that goes around. Is there manufactured news? Hey, absolutely. Do you have those in the mainstream media that have an inherent liberal bias? That is their ideology, their mindset, and instead of being objective, that mindset or bias sways the way a news story is being researched, presented, aired? Does that exist? Absolutely. Without a doubt. But I've also said that every single negative story about Trump, while it seems like the mainstream media is all too eager to get them on the air, every single negative story about Trump is not fake news. A story that Trump does not like does not mean that it is fake news. A story that's inconvenient, it doesn't mean that it's fake news. Yes, fake news exists, but it's not everything. Now, what do you make of this one? Because this has a fake element, and Trump is being accused of utilizing fake Time magazine covers to display on walls in some of his properties. You know, really? I this is humorous. You know what this is like? It's like when you go to a theme park, like a Disney. I don't know if they still have us at Disney. I think they did. Or when you go to a state fair, or you go to a theme park, You know the old, I guess it's a souvenir area where you can have your picture put on the cover of Time magazine or have your picture put on the cover of Sports Illustrated or whatever. That was an old gimmick at these theme parks and carnivals where they would superimpose your picture over the magazine. And then you're able to put it on your wall. Hey, look, I'm on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That was like big in the 70s and 80s. I don't know if they still do it. But here's the deal. Time magazine. Yeah, Time magazine has made a request that Trump businesses take what they call phony Time magazine covers featuring Donald Trump off the wall. Quit displaying them. And apparently there are at least four of these Trump golf clubs that have these Time magazine covers with Trump hanging on the wall. But Time magazine is claiming that, wait a minute, these are not real covers. Trump was never on this edition. There was a report in the Washington Post that highlighted this. And there are framed copies of fake Trump covers that feature Trump businesses. And Time asked Trump businesses to take these phony Time magazine covers with Trump, take them off the walls. Well, here is one of the covers that's in question. The guy that wrote this piece for the Washington Post is David Fahrenthold, which I've heard of the guy. And of course, you know, Trump was off on a tirade against the Washington Post. He had a tweet out earlier today, which I can scare up. And of course, Jeff Bezos, the Amazon owner, remember, he bought the Washington Post. So this Fahrenthold guy, he says that there is a supposed March 1st, 2009 edition that has Trump on the cover along with a headline that says The Apprentice is a television smash, and that, quote, Trump is hitting on all fronts, even TV. But the story says there was no March 1st issue that year, and around the same period, the actual week that this might have been, that Trump is not on the cover, it's Kate Winslet, the actress. Oh, boy. The cover on display at a Trump club, which was observed recently by a reporter visiting one of the properties, contains several small but telling mistakes. Its red border is skinnier than that of the genuine Time cover, according to the Washington Post piece. And unlike the real thing, there is no thin white border next to the red. The Trump cover's secondary headlines, they're stacked on the right side. On the real Time cover, they would go across the top. Really? Do you think that it is essential? Should Trump only display real magazine covers? Is it okay for him to have some kind of a puff peef piece or a fake Time magazine? This is the latest controversy. Is it a story that Time? Well, it seems like the Washington Post, they did the story first. Then they went to Time magazine and said, hey, Time, can we get a comment on this? I mean, that's what it appears to be. And then now Time has said, yeah, please take these off the wall. So they're trying to say, oh, yuck, yuck, ha, ha. Trump complains about fake news, and here's Trump. They've created their own fake news with fake Time magazine covers that Trump adorns that are hung on the walls of these Trump golf clubs. Oh, boy. And now apparently Time magazine has a piece out. Time magazine has a tutorial on how to detect a fake Time magazine cover. Oh, geez, man. I've seen it all now. Unbelievable. Question. Are they going to be able to find the jury in this Pharma Bro case? This is crazy. Last I saw, and this is just in the last couple of hours, they have not been able to find one juror in that Martin Shkreli case. You know, he's the pharma bro that raised the price of that AIDS pill from like $1,350 a pill to $750. He's not on trial for that. He's on trial for something else. Hang on. Get into this coming up next here on Schnitt. So please stand by. If you're a car owner, a truck owner, an SUV owner, well, sooner or later, you're going to have a problem. I think it's a given. Sooner or later, your car is going to break down. Engine trouble, transmission trouble. Do you know that engine or transmission troubles, if you have to replace it, could cost you in excess of $5,000? How about a new sensor? That could run you a grand with today's cars. How about getting extended coverage from carshield.com? Instead of having ridiculous out-of-pocket costs, get an extended coverage for your vehicle. If you've got a car between 3 and 12 years old, that's the spot. CarShield, once you sign up, once you get a policy, get the extended coverage. If there's a problem, CarShield pays your mechanic directly. Whether it's your favorite mechanic, whether it's the dealer, you're cut out. No middleman. They write the check directly to whoever's fixing the car. So if your car is 3 to 12 years old, check out CarShield so you don't get slammed potentially with thousands in repair bills. Save yourself a whole lot of time, effort, money. Get covered. The ultimate in extended vehicle protection is from carshield.com. Get it before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Todd and save 10%. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Todd or go to carshield.com. Use code Todd. Save 10%. That's carshield.com. The code is T-O-D-D.
Snitcher.
The Pharma Bro story and the federal trial that they're trying to find the jury for. The story is incredible. We'll get to it next. Also, pink slime update next.
Schnitt.
You know, the Trump travel ban, which I support. I support it from the beginning. The travel ban could go into effect as early as tomorrow, Thursday, which would be 72 hours after the Supreme Court ruled that, Trump was in the right and within the confines of executive action legality to issue said travel ban. And for those individuals from those six nations who do not have family ties, ties to an entity, legitimate school here in the United States, well, we can keep them out because of security vetting issues. You know, Department of Homeland Security is out with a new story today about new enhanced security measures for airliners coming in to the United States. And there is no doubt the terrorists want to strike. You know what? I'll get to that in a minute. I teased Pharma Bro. Let's get into Pharma Bro. But just so you know, as early as tomorrow, the administration could start implementing the travel ban, the restrictions on the six nations. And we will follow it closely and let you know. Hey, Sue, has there been, I haven't had a chance to follow it since we began the show today, but Mitch McConnell was Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, Kentucky, was pushing for a revised health care bill to be presented before Friday. Now, they weren't going to vote on it, obviously, before the 4th of July break, but Mitch McConnell wanted a new health care bill, the revised version, before Friday or by Friday, so that they could get it to the Congressional Budget Office to have it scored over the 4th of July break. Is he still standing by this? Oh, my. I mean, really? It is so disastrous. There are so many problems with the Republican plan that just don't, it just doesn't do enough for repeal and replace. Does he know something we don't know? The guy traditionally has known his limitations. He's known when he has votes, when he doesn't have votes. He has had a clear path on how to get from point A to point B. Now, it seems that this Obamacare issue, the repeal and the replace and the Republican plan, this seems to have befuddled him just a bit because he thought they were going to get to a point where they were going to be able to vote, and clearly he misread that as there are nine, count them, nine There are 9 U.S. senators. Only a few people know exactly what I did there. There are only, what? Is that, do you know what I did? Do you know, Sue, or no? You don't? Sue doesn't know. Oh. 9! No, it has nothing to do with the word no in German. No, not that 9. The 9 is in the number 9. But last I saw it, there are 9 Republicans that now oppose the health care plan. And again, McConnell wants a new health care bill by Friday so it can get scored. That makes zero sense to me. On to Shkreli. Anyone have any thoughts on Martin Shkreli, the pharma bro? Now, I might have to use some language here which might be offensive to some. Not a violation of any FCC rules or regulations, but listen, I'm just warning you. But for the sake of storytelling, I might have to use a certain term. Martin Shkreli. Yes, Pat, I'd like to buy a vowel. Martin Shkreli. He was dubbed Pharma Bro, and this is the guy with the perpetual douchebag smile on his face. It's like this Joker meets just creepy clown smile, smirk, whatever you want to call it. He was dubbed Pharma Bro. If you remember, Martin Shkreli was the guy that took control of Turing Pharmaceutical, and they had an immunosuppressant, some type of an immune system drug that was being utilized by many HIV and AIDS patients. And when Shkreli ran Turing Pharmaceuticals, this particular drug, which is used for AIDS, he raised the price 5,000%. It was like $13.50 a pill, and they raised the price to $750 a pill. Now, I'm not talking about a whole bottle or a month's supply or a 90-day supply. No, I'm talking about per pill. One individual pill was $13.50. Blam, up to $750 per pill. Wow. Well, he's on trial. He is in a Brooklyn, New York federal courtroom, and he's on trial. Not for that, not for the crime against humanity, essentially, for trying to raise that pill price 5,000%. No, no, no. That's not what he's on trial for. He's on trial for a Ponzi scheme, and he's accused of bilking about $11 million out of investors. And that's why he is on federal trial. They are trying to seat a jury now. They can't. As of yesterday, and they've been at it again today, and the last I heard, they still have not seated a single juror. As of yesterday, they went through 247 potential jurors and couldn't get one. Why? Because the jurors know who this clod is. They've said things to the judge like, that guy's a snake. That guy is evil. One of the jurors, and here comes a little bit of language. One of the jurors said to the judge, this is the judge's part of the questioning process. The jurors said to, I guess the juror said, no, I can't be partial. I can't be fair. And the judge asks the potential juror during selection and the interview process, well, why can't you be fair? And the juror said, Your Honor, because he just looks like a dick. In federal court, he's being called a dick. He's being called a snake. He's being called evil. 247 jurors potentially yesterday, and they couldn't get one. And then as of today, the last I heard today, they still have not been able to seat a single juror. Today, one of the jurors that was one of the potential jurors, because they don't have a juror, one of the potential jurors said, is this guy stupid or is this guy crazy? Now, he's made outrageous statements. He's also known for making outlandish purchases. In fact, one of the jurors, the day before yesterday, this is now like day three or day four of, I think it started Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, this is day three. So it's day three of jury selection. One of the jurors, apparently during the process of being interviewed, said, this guy, he's the guy that spent $2 million on a Wu-Tang Clan CD. Does that sound nuts? It does. But guess what? That is true. This Martin Shkreli guy, Pharma Bro, most hated man in America, he was dubbed that, by the way, he bought a one-off, meaning one copy, the Wu-Tang Clan, the musical group, been around for a long time. They did a new CD, a new album, and there was only one CD master made, and it was not sold, mass-produced, it wasn't available for download on you know, iTunes or wherever. One copy, and this Martin Shkreli guy bought it for $2 million. $2 million. This guy was just flinging money all over the place. He also bought a really expensive World War II Enigma machine, you know, to crack the Enigma machine for coding. Lots of examples. Anyway, to wrap this up, last I saw, they haven't picked one single juror. They're all saying this guy's a complete clown. And his lawyer, Benjamin Braffman, who's a well-known defense attorney, tried to get a mistrial. He brought in a copy of yesterday's New York Post, and the headline was, Jury of His Jeers. And the lawyer for Shkreli holds up the New York Post, brought it in and said, Your Honor, I'm going to ask for a mistrial here. We can't get a fair jury, all the pretrial publicity. Here's the New York Post today. And judge said no. And they continued again today. And last again, we've heard they haven't sat a single juror. And they must have been through over 300 jurors now. Is he crazy or is he stupid? Asked one juror. I mean, everyone knows who this guy is. Pharma Bro, Martin Shkreli. What a load. When we get back, the Department of Homeland Security has announced new enhanced security measures for passenger flights into the United States. What do they know? Now, remember, they instituted bans on certain electronics, certain sizes coming in from Middle Eastern and North African airports. Now it's going to be flights coming from all over the world, apparently. So clearly they know, or they have a feeling that terrorists want to, well, it's a given. They always want to strike airliners, but they must have some new intel. I wonder if it's on top of the fact that they, through intelligence, know that these terrorist groups now potentially have explosives that they can hide in electronics and laptop computers that can get past security. I wonder if there's something beyond that. Let me give you the details, new information on restrictions flying into the United States. We'll do that next.
In your ear and in your face, Todd Schnitt.
Don't forget, I got to get the pink slime as well. Remember that pink slime case? Remember that beef company in South Dakota who got totally slimed by ABC News and just cost them like millions and millions of dollars in business? Well, we have an update. Get to that in a moment. First, though, on air travel, this, where's this story from? This is from CBS News, and it's all over the place. It's all over the wires today. That the Department of Homeland Security has announced new enhanced security measures for commercial flights that are coming into the United States. And the announcement was made today. They're implementing these new measures for all commercial flights coming into the U.S. This is according to a senior Department of Homeland Security official. What do they know? The DHS Secretary John Kelly made the formal announcement at an event today. So it was brewing, formal announcement today. He said, it is time we raise the global baseline of global aviation security. We must put in place new measures across the board to keep the traveling public safe. Now, the measures, he said, will include enhanced screening of electronic devices, more thorough passenger vetting, new measures designed to mitigate potential insider attacks by implementing new procedures. And he added, we send a clear message, inaction is not an option. He said that the measures will be phased in over time, will improve the security of U.S.-bound flights, and he's hopeful that other nations will follow suit. Now, he says, unless we raise our security standards, terrorists will find a way to attack the weakest link, and today is just the starting point to reduce insider threats and identify suspicious passengers. When he says insider threats, it's also those who can infiltrate the system from the inside. Somebody working for an airline, somebody working as a mechanic, somebody working the catering truck that brings someone that's a baggage handler. I mean, there are all kinds of vulnerabilities, and they need to enhance that. The new measures will apply to both domestic and foreign air carriers. For more than 280 last point of departure airports in 105 countries, it'll impact about 2,000 flights a day and about 325,000 passengers. They didn't give specifics on what the new measures would include, but said that passengers would expect to experience enhanced screening, extra security measures such as additional canine teams and new screening technology. And essentially, the department also failed to give exact timeline, but what's happening here and what they're telegraphing is that any airlines that want to fly into the U.S. that don't follow our guidelines for enhanced security, they're not going to be able to fly into the U.S. You have terrorist groups, folks, that want to blow up airplanes with Americans on these planes as they come into the United States. These plots have been thwarted in the past. What they want to do is they want airplanes on final approach to JFK or LAX or Atlanta or Washington Dulles, Chicago O'Hare. They want international flights, and they want to blow these planes up over our cities. So as they're about to land, kill 300 people on an airliner and also have jet debris and flaming wreckage spew down on the streets below. That's what they want to do, ultimately. And clearly, they've had intel that there is new technology to sneak into laptops and even iPads. Anything larger than a cell phone is what they're concerned with in order to blow these devices up and then blow up the airplanes in turn. And they're taking further steps to make Americans and even foreign nationals that want to fly into the U.S. even safer, and then even those on the ground that could be affected by an exploding airliner. So, amen. No issue there. Now, pink slime. What do we have? We got about a minute here. Pink slime. This was a case where ABC News and Jim Avila. Sue, was it you, Sue, or was it Fingers back then? We actually got Jim Avila on the phone. Was that you? And he hung up. Do you remember that? Yeah, put your microphone. He hung up on you. You remember that? Hurry up. We only have about a little less than a minute here. Jim Avila, this is the pink slime case where they claim that the South Dakota meat distributor, Beef Products Incorporated, BPI, that they called it pink slime and they were being deceptive. When pink slime is really a process to get good quality meat off of some of the beef carcasses, and they use the process to really disinfect and get any bacteria off the meat, so it's actually safer. And Jim Avila did a story just excoriating and sliming this company, BPI. Lawsuit. A $1.9 billion lawsuit was filed. Guess what? ABC News and BPI, they settled the suit on pink slime today. See you tomorrow.
This is the Schnitt Show.